Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, world. We're here today because Sean took one look at my social media sites and said I'm doing it all wrong. He said, Derek, you're not valuing your social media enough. So I figured I'd let the old bull tell the young lion about how I can cash in on my personal network. Sean, please tell me what I should be learning today.
Yeah. This old bull is going to show how to walk down the hill versus run down the hill, Derek. Everyone is on social media one way or the other and are spending far too much time on it. And I believe time is money. So why not try to monetize the socialize? I brought three guests on the show today who are doing just that. I have fitness girl Chanel Dissel, beauty and hair guru Shizzy Duro, and comedian David Beckles Jr. Collectively, they have over 800,000 followers, and they're going to show us how to get our hustle on.
You heard it here, good people. We're monetizing the socializing. Matt, take it away.
This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Well, like we said earlier, we've got a couple guests on, and I'm just going to give them a little bit of time to introduce themselves. So without further ado, Chanel, why don't you tell everyone about yourself?
Hello, listeners. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for having me on this podcast. It's definitely a wonderful opportunity to be able to share the work that I do on social media. And I think this is a really timely topic, actually. So, but before we get into that, my name is Chanel Delisser, and I'm an online fitness coach, occupational therapist, and now entrepreneur. And pretty much what I've been able to do is turn my passion for fitness into something that actually makes a living for myself. So it's pretty dope.
And social media is your vehicle in which to do so, correct?
Absolutely. Social media and the internet in general, but definitely this all was, you know, allowed. I was able to grow this through social media.
Wonderful.
That's great.
So next, lovely lady here. And you might be.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chizzy Duro. I am a social media influencer by dictionary, I think now. I am Nigerian American and I am a YouTuber. I make hair, beauty, and lifestyle videos, pretty much anything that comes to mind. And I do this full time.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And my gentleman to the left.
Good night, good people. My name is David Beckles Jr. I am an actor, comedian. Been at it for a while. I'm now, I'd say, having my efforts on social media for, you know, a chance to get monetary gain. I should say that, yes.
So we're all monetizing the socialize, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. So we've got some experts in the room today. So, listeners, listen up. Today, you're going to learn how to monetize your social lives. In other words, profit from your social media. Now, social media has many different interpretations, but in my mind, I would say interactive platform that allows free speech. At least that's how I see it, right? I mean, Sean, how do you see it?
Yeah, I see it as a way from, you know, looking from an old school perspective, is a way to leverage your brand, a platform in which to grow and show the world your brand. Back in my day, we didn't have that. So
that's why I asked.
That's why, yeah. Am I the only non-millennial in this room? No, I think I'm either one beside me. But hey, old school is good school.
So we're not talking about things like the telephone, the telegraph. We're talking about websites, right? Like where people can create their own internet presence.
Yeah, and I mean, today 70% of Americans and 2.6 billion people worldwide are actually actively using social media. So obviously, it's a very popular way in which people are socializing with one another.
Okay. I know. Some time ago, back in the late 90s, actually, one of the first social media sites, Six Degrees, came out in 97. It's supposed to be credited as the first social media site. Were you on that one? I mean, that's before I wasn't on social media in 97. I think I was like 9, 10 years old at that time. But anyway, people could slap up profiles, and I think that was one of the first ones.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that was, but you're probably right. But now I know it's more. Facebook is the dominant social media outlet, with 68% of the people actually using social media using Facebook as a way in which to communicate via social media. So I think the other one, Six Degrees, is as far gone and left, and now it's more or less Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram that are dominating. Oh, and also the what my son loves to use, which is Snapchat, is dominating social media.
I remember Black Planet, the MySpaces. What's one of the first ones you remember?
Facebook. I don't go back that far. What do you guys remember?
MySpace.
MySpace. Go next.
Black Planet. I never was on it. Or was I? I can't remember. But yeah, but MySpace for sure.
Well, YouTube, although it's video sharing website, it uses three quarters of all Americans and 94% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24. I know my nephew, my son, they more watch TV, YouTube, than they do regular cable TV. It's amazing. And I remember YouTube was a horrible stock. And now people are using it as their main source of entertainment. You know, my son knows more YouTube channels than he does cable channels.
That's true. You can watch TV now. That's crazy. You couldn't do that about 5, 10 years ago.
Exactly. So open the floor. When did you guys decide to step on the social media billboard? I'll start with you, Susie. What made you start to get into social media?
So I made my first video in 2011, and it was a YouTube video on my webcam.
And what was it of?
It was about my big chop. So it was the first time I went natural and cut off all my relaxed hair. So I wanted to start documenting my natural hair journey.
And just out of the blue, there was nothing that was trending, or you just felt it was like you just wanted people to see it and know about it?
So at that time, the natural hair movement was kind of really growing, and it was becoming a bit of a thing. So I went to YouTube to look for other naturals or just women that were growing their hair out naturally for just information. So
this is pre-Instagram or post-Instagram? Instagram was up?
I think. Was Instagram around? I don't remember using Instagram at that time. I think Facebook was. Yeah. So I saw a lot of like natural hair videos. So that's what inspired me to start my own channel.
And then how many people did you get the first time you put something out there?
How many views?
Yeah.
Maybe 30.
30?
That's pretty good to start with.
Humble beginnings. I was just passionate about showcasing a hair type that I didn't see on YouTube that often, which is 4C, kinky, coily hair. There were a lot of women with natural hair that just had looser curls, and it wasn't like my hair. And I figured, I mean, somebody else out here in the world has to have hair like mine, so why not showcase it?
So just like any business platform, you saw a niche, there was something, an underserved market, and you said, hey, let me try to attack this market, maybe I can make a business out of it. Or was it really, did you really think you're going to grow it to 100,000 plus followers, or you just felt like you just wanted to showcase?
I just wanted to showcase. I mean, always, I feel like every little girl wants to be a star, but right. I didn't actually think it would grow, right. But yeah.
And hair is your passion?
Yeah.
And that's all the same in business. Like, you got to really follow your passion first, and then the business will come behind secondary.
Exactly.
So and what about always thinks dollar signs.
What's your story? You decided to bench press, and people around the gym started watching you and taping it, and you saw yourself on YouTube. Is that how it started?
You guys are talking on for me, right?
Yes, you're the fitness girl. Yes, for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I was so involved in Chizzy's story that I was like, wow. That I actually do agree with her in the sense that for me, you know, I was on Instagram and just like one of those chicks that, you know, took really cute pictures, and I just like, you know, I wore these really cute outfits, and then, you know, my following sort of grew from there. And then, and actually I do not bench press. That's the funniest thing about it. By the way, I do a whole lot of other cool things, but not bench pressing.
I watch your videos. They're actually very great. They're very good, actually. They inspire me.
Thank you. Thank you. But my journey, as far as like when I started to make this a business for me, it started when I pretty much began to showcase my personal fitness journey. So that was about May 2016. Yeah, 3 years ago now.
And, wow, you're fairly new.
Yeah, fairly new, actually. And so I really was just like, I got a trainer and decided to change my lifestyle around because I didn't grow up with a sports background or being athletic or anything of that nature. And so I got a trainer for 3 months, and then, you know, he kind of whipped me into shape. And I was showcasing my progress through my Instagram, and a lot of people were inspired by that story and just wanted to know more about how I did it. So, you know, naturally for me, the way to share that was initially through social media. And then I thought to myself, hey, there's something that I could gain behind this that would actually help me and help others. And then I decided to offer classes, fitness classes to women when I was living in New York City. And so I did that. And then it developed from there to a lot of other women around the world wanting to know how they could get help or some services from me directly. And then next thing you know, I developed this online training program, and, you know, it went up from there. So it was really a steady uphill progress. But most importantly, I think that it was just very organic, and it was from me just living out something that I loved and was benefiting from myself, and others felt that.
Yeah. So once again, the common denominator for those listening is, you know, follow your passion. I mean, obviously social media played a part in your passion, but ultimately the foundation was you guys are doing something that you're very passionate about.
Yes, absolutely.
I did my drip workout today, Chanel.
Yes. For all of you guys who do not know, Jizzy is actually a part of the drip community. That is the name of my online training program. It's called the Drip Platform. And basically, you know, it does exactly what it says. We get dripped together. So we're getting nice and sweaty from these sessions that I offer.
Wonderful. Okay, awesome. David, what's your story?
Yes, well, my story is a little bit different. My story is a little bit different. I've been pursuing the arts, you know, for a minute now. Plays mostly, some auditions, some stand-up, a lot of open mic. And back in 2016, while at work, I got hurt. I fell off a truck and tore my two quads.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
you may need the drip.
Yeah. So even before that, I had friends, my close friends, and say, listen, man, you're doing all this stuff. You make all these characters, these voices. People are putting themselves out there today on social media. But I'm like, how? Mm-hmm. When I got hurt, I had nothing else to do but heal and time. So I started developing. Started with one video, one character. You know what I mean? And that's how I got started. And, you know, since then, you know, I've gotten, you know, some auditions here, some gigs here, hosting gigs, performing gigs here, and, you know, plan to keep pushing.
Yeah, even with myself, like, starting off this podcast and being able to see, like, people sending me emails and stuff from all over the world and just seeing, like, a fan base start to grow, it's truly amazing the power of social media. And when you have something that you're passionate about and you put it out there, you kind of expose yourself. It's kind of almost like you're running naked out there for people to see.
It's a vulnerability, for sure.
confidence is important. You got to wait for, you got to accept social criticism. You got to accept criticism. It's part of the game, and it only strengthens you. And you got to, you know, I know for myself, it's waking up every morning with that sense of trying to accomplish something and chipping away at it, you know. It's a social media, you know, becoming successful with social media is like everything else. It's a job, but, you know, those that commit to it, I think they do well with it.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys have done a good job finding a strong hobby and interest of yours and really finding a way to monetize it, keeping up with content. And I admire that, man. That's really good. Is there one particular social media site you like more than others? Are there ones that you stay away from? I guess what's your preference? And that's just to the group. Does anyone have any type of preference, one or the other?
I guess I'll start for that because my preference is Instagram. I think that although Instagram is definitely shifting with allowing features like IGTV for you to have longer videos, I love the shorter videos. I'm not a big fan of watching really long videos. I'm not a YouTuber per se. And I like the opportunity to really see photos as well on someone's feed in addition to the videos. And then now we have like the feature where you can do the swipe left options. So it allows a lot of variety, especially for someone like myself who is in fitness. So I like to personally showcase my life as a fitness coach and also my lifestyle. So I think that Instagram really gives me the opportunity to view it all in a nutshell, like when you open up my page, because all of your posts are present. So that's my reasons for Instagram.
Okay, so I have a rebuttal.
Okay.
So I'm a YouTuber, so my preference is YouTube, even though I absolutely love Instagram, just like you said, Janelle, for just the shorter videos and just the photos, because it can be a bit quicker. But I do think YouTube allows you to see like more of a 3D view of somebody. And I find that people with large YouTube followings feel like they're more connected to you just because they see you more often or just in longer forms, because it is longer video form. And your fan base tends to be just a bit stronger because they really feel connected to you. I've noticed that. So that would have to be my preference, YouTube.
Well, for me, it's all it's Facebook, it's Instagram, and it's YouTube. So whenever I make a video, I share them to all three. You know, mostly, I think for Facebook, I'm a member of a lot of groups. So that usually, you know, gives me more exposure, more so than Instagram or YouTube, at least for now. But I'm a fan of all three. You know, I love the diversity that Facebook gives. I love the diversity that Instagram gives. Because, you know, younger people are into Instagram, right? But I think you got a mix of both on YouTube, because everybody's on YouTube.
Yeah.
No one says, hey, let me go to Facebook and search this, or Instagram and search this. You go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm teaching myself how to edit. Made to YouTube.
I think the moral but is all of them are equally important.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I was going to say. Sure. I'm going to sum up. All of them are equally important. It's finding the social media platform that works for you and what you're trying to put out there. So with that being said, we're going to get into section two and talking about how do you monetize this thing, okay? Where do you go now? How do you start making money? How do you grow from this? And how do you become, you know, that YouTuber or Facebooker or Instagrammer, you know, successful full-time person, quit their job as Suzy and Chanel have done, and David. So with that being said, Matt, take us to commercial, and let's get into the next section talking about how do we make money from this thing.
KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Right now, we're going to start off by letting you guys know how to actually make money off of social media. This is a topic I'm really excited about. I'm sure Sean can't wait to try to learn, try to tell me something, try to teach the young bull. So go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, this is my favorite part. How do we make money from this? You know, money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. So you guys started, how do you guys start? What was your, and how were you, when did you start to say, you know what, it's time to monetize this? how am I going to make money from it? And how did it start off? We'll start with you, Shizzy. How did it start off?
Well, it's actually quite a bit of a funny story. So I've been on YouTube for a long time, since 2011. And for many years, I wasn't really making money off of it because I didn't know you could make money off of it. I was just kind of doing whatever. And then I was, you know, I found myself in college and I was the typical broke college student. And it was interesting because by the time I was in college, I had amassed like almost 80,000 subscribers. And I looked at my bank account and I was like, money. And I was like, and then I think I saw a tweet and they were like, being famous and broke sucks. And I was like, oh my God, I think I'm famous and broke. So it was kind of that realization that made me realize, okay, how can I make money from this? Because this is not cute.
And what was your idea?
Well, then by that time, since I had a bit of a following, brands would reach out to me to want to, well, to ask to review their products or promote them for a fee. And I didn't know what the market price was for YouTube videos. So I would just lowball my, it was crazy. It was bad. But yeah, that's
so you're managing yourself?
Yes.
Self-managing. What about you, Chanel?
So for me, it was kind of, I want to say for myself, it was kind of quick when I decided that, like, you know, I'm going to use this as a marketing tool. Initially, I was not making money through Instagram, like just putting up posts and making money. It was really just me being able to promote my classes through there. And with having access to all of these followers, I was able to sell out my classes at a capacity of 50 women. And so that was great. So seeing that potential.
When you say class, you meant like live people coming into a certain place to work out, or you meant online?
Yeah, live classes. So I did live classes in New York. I rented out a studio in Manhattan and put up a flyer on Instagram. And pretty much people were informed through that. And you know, they paid for the classes and came through, and it was, you know, it was great.
Oh, wow.
So seeing the growth and potential from that point encouraged me and also encouraged others and brands as well to look at my work and you know, the things that I'm kind of capable of through an Instagram post. And then for me, I would say that's when the paid post kind of came to me and, you know, companies were looking at me and offering to pay me for, you know, promoting a product or things like that. I'm also... Right now, I'm a part of a supplement company, BPI Sports. I'm one of their athletes. So they in particular...
I thought you weren't an athlete.
Well, now I'm
you're a paid athlete now.
I'm considered an athlete now with some of the things that I've learned to do over the past 3 years.
So you're an athlete?
Yeah, I consider myself a bit of an athlete now.
Okay.
I didn't have an athletic background, but now, you know, knowing the things that I know, definitely.
So money equal athlete, sponsors equal athlete. What equal athlete lead now? Because before you were, now you are.
Well, no. Once I started lifting, you know, actually, weight training is a form of it's an athletic thing. Exactly. So, you know, me doing that on my own, and then, you know, these companies are looking at you through your Instagram. So I make a lot of really informative videos about different, you know, training techniques or things that you can do to tone up your body. And so them seeing that, those posts and the engagement that I would receive on these posts encouraged them to reach out to me and, you know, ask if I wanted to use supplements, workout supplements, to enhance my performance when I'm working out. So, like, nothing illegal. Also, it's like pre-workout and protein and things like that. Things that are kind of are good for your body.
Well, so, I follow both you and Shizzy and David as well. And I like to call you and Shizzy. I was looking at it and trying to really get a business sense of what you guys do. And I would call you guys teasers. You guys tease me with these Instagram videos and do all these fitness stuff and do all these beauty stuff. But to get more, I got to go to your YouTube page. I got to subscribe, which I think is
it's called marketing, man. It's marketing.
Yeah, it's marketing, borderline infomercial, but entertaining as well, you know. Exactly. But then to get the real thing is where the fee is how I see you're kind of leveraging that base and leveraging your audience, getting them engaged and wanting more and just giving them enough.
Absolutely. And that's the strategy that I pretty much use, because you really can't give everything through, you know, Instagram. Like, even if you wanted to, you can't.
Yeah.
So that's why it just gives you a means for you to make something even bigger from this. And that's essentially what I did with my social media.
How's your online subscription doing?
My online subscription is doing great. We are almost at 2,000 members. And we've only been running for since February 11th. So that's a little bit over 3 months.
Oh, wonderful. And how do people pay you? Like, PayPal? I know that's old school now, right? Was it Cash App? How do they?
I do think we have an option to pay through PayPal, but I do have a team of people who I work with, and, you know, my web developer kind of figured that stuff out. But so I don't know the logistics behind that, but it's also a subscription based program. So it's like Netflix. So you subscribe, say if you subscribe in May, it's $8 a month. And then the following month, you'll also, you know, get charged that $8 unless you decide to cancel.
Well, I'm a landlord and I can kind of relate to like subscription. My landlord to me, similar is like rent. You know, I'm sure you can agree. You know, the best money to make is the money you make in your sleep. You know, the monthly subscription that gets every month.
Yes.
And that's where you want to get to, because that's now your money's working for you. You know, you no longer have to work for it. So I think, you know, what you're doing subscription based is fantastic, because you're giving fitness tips and people are subscribing to it monthly. And I know Shizzy, on the other hand, I see you do a lot of product placement on your videos. I'm like, what new product are you coming up with next? What are people subscribed to? And you don't just show it. I mean, you get into it, you know.
Yeah.
Those hair videos, if you want an explanation of kind of how you do it, because I think how you do it is very interesting as well.
Well, thank you. So pretty much I get contacted by a lot of brands, whether it's hair brands, beauty, lifestyle, anything at this point, because I've kind of curated my brand where if you follow me, you pretty much know my life. And so I wanted it that way so that
I
could.
Now you know your father.
Yeah, I want it. Right. I kind of wanted that. Like, I want people to feel like they know me. I'm like your friend.
Is that the key? That's trick though, too, as well.
I mean, it depends on what you want. There's different types of personalities. You know, the one that kind of just looks cool and you kind of just want to see what they're up to. And then the one that kind of feels like your friend, you know, right, that you're just like, oh, let's talk about something, you know.
Right.
But it was important for me to not only be able to be an expert when it comes to hair stuff. I wanted to talk about beauty and just lifestyle and everything in the spectrum. But yes, so pretty much brands reach out to me a lot. And if I feel like it's a fit for my audience, we agree on a fee, and I now have to create some type of concept to promote their product that doesn't seem addy, which can be a bit difficult sometimes, especially with like Instagram pictures and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
So you know, you're saying brands coming to you. Now, for the listeners, would you recommend that they go to brands, or should they rate, like, when brands started coming to you, when you hit a certain number, or how does that work?
Yes. So usually just the more you grow, the more, because I mean, brands are people. So a lot of times it can be just someone that lives down the street that's watching a YouTube video that happens to work for X brand. And gotcha. Then from there, they're going to tell their marketing team, hey, I know of this person, you should reach out to them via email or DM. But it's usually email.
DM, direct message for those.
Instagram DM, yes. Instagram.
And what about you, Chanel? Do you reach out to brands yourself, or do you kind of wait for them to come to you as well?
You know, this is actually a great question, because a lot of the times people ask me, like, you know, I want to get into fitness and I want to work with brands. How did you do it? And I tell people that, you know, this Instagram, like, you know, this Instagram lifestyle or this social media stuff is very comparable to like life, right? So anything that you do in life, you have to do it constantly over and over, and you have to do it well. And you know, the great thing about the social media part is that you're able to share it and accumulate these number of followers and people that are watching you. But it's something that you have to consistently do over a period of time, and only until you get to a certain point where, you know, there's enough eyes on you, will you be able to get these opportunities where brands are looking at you and things like that. For me, there was no secret formula. I didn't reach out to a brand and say, hey, I'm Chanel, come sign me. It did not work like that at all. It was kind of just me working and grinding over, you know, the years that I did and showing that work on a consistent basis. I think that one thing that I would recommend to anyone who wants brands to reach out to them is just produce consistent, organic, quality content. And, you know, things will come to you. Opportunities will come to you.
Is that hard to keep up with? Is it hard to keep up with just finding new content all the time? I feel like that might be a boiling point for some people, just trying to figure out what new things to do all the time, you know?
No, absolutely. It's entirely a very much a struggle in its own way. But if you love it enough, you find clever ways. And you do, I personally do use other Instagram influencers as inspiration. I even use Chizzy as inspiration as well, even though she's in a different lane. No, seriously, though, she's in a different lane from me. But, like, I enjoy that her personality shines through so clearly in her videos. And I have a lot of personality as well, but you can't see that through a fitness video. So I try to incorporate those things on, like, my Instagram story. And I've even been considering YouTube. I'm not fully there yet, but
As my 14-year-old friend would say, Chanel, I see you personality-wise. I mean, I can tell. One thing I love about your Instagram page is you really show, like, Black love between you and your boyfriend. I mean, I think that's so organic. Aww. I like to see Black love. So you can give a shout out to your boyfriend as well. You guys show really good Black love. But I love.
I'm sure there's blushing going on right now if the listeners can see it.
And Shizzy, I mean, I.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Love your personality as well in your videos. And even now, let's talk about you, David. I know you're not more of, you know, you're more bringing out your talent and your artistic skills through social media. Yeah, has that opened up any doors for you as far as any shows and so forth?
Yeah. There's some local shows. There's a show, like, for example, Bajan brought up, see, because I'm from Barbados. I like part of the diaspora. Decided that, hey, we want to put on this cultural show, poetry, spoken word, whatever. And because of videos, I was able to perform at another show. And the host, the co-founder, met me. He introduced himself to me. We met each other. And now I host the show. And
right.
That's like one.
So it's kind of you're showcasing your skill sets through social media.
Yes.
It's right. Kind of like a resume.
Right.
Yes, because traditionally, you go, you sit in these audition offices, and right away they have you, you know, okay, I want you to be the this or the that. And these are stories that you hear all the time over and over. And that does not necessarily define who you are. It shouldn't define who you are. Because I have both comedic and dramatic side. My thing is accents. So I do accents from all over the world. Black, what you would associate with Black people, and what you would associate not with Black people. You understand? So in my videos, you'll see a Russian character that I voice, an Indian character,
a Scottish cat.
You got a Nigerian character?
Of course, my sister. What are you talking about?
Good, you get it.
Wow,
you get it.
What are you talking about?
It's
the motherland, oh. We all come from there. You know, did you tell me your Bible? Come on.
Love that.
Yeah. So, you're Nigerian 1 minute.
I mean, let's say the next time you go to Scotland for some reason and maybe get some tea or something like that. Yeah, you can do that.
Wow.
Well, you don't really see black people doing those type of things, but you see me doing those things because that's what I'm capable of. Okay, so I leave, let's say, for example, I win the lotto or something, and I said, all right, I want to go further to Eastern Europe. Might go to Mother Russia to hang out sometime. Let's get something.
Wow.
Maybe, you know, kind of scared. Like, growing up early in Russia, you know, I was in KGB. I had to break up a finger for something. Maybe
oh my
someone.
Gosh. Yeah.
Can we get the Beijing one?
Of course, big man. You got one. That's foundation.
Wow. Talent.
That's
talent.
Awesome.
Well, I think we've seen three different forms of talent here, three different ways in which we're leveraging social media. And I think whoever's listening, there has to be a group for you. I mean, listen to three people. This is why I had them on the show, because I wanted everybody to have a really global perspective of how you can leverage and use social media for yourself. Huh?
Can I say something?
Always, my friend.
Okay, so I just wanted to add in really quickly just a little bit more on how we were talking about how to monetize.
Yes.
Because we did say, like, brands reach out. And I did want to mention that you can also reach out to brands. And networking is huge. And I think there's a common misconception that if you don't have 500,000 followers, that you can't work with a brand. And actually, there's a thing called micro-influencers, which is like 10,000 followers or less. And a lot of brands are also pushing towards those because they're more organic, they have a smaller following, so that their following or their followers are just more likely to buy whatever they're promoting. So I just wanted to let listeners know that if you have a smaller following, your influence matters too.
Yeah, I think that's trending now too. Like, I'm keep hearing this micro influencer and stuff like that. Like you said, because their followers are more personal, friends, family, little outreach. So those people more would kind of listen to what they say. So once again, there's no excuse. Social media can be for you.
You know, the funny thing about it is, I think last year, or maybe a couple of years ago, CBS highlighted YouTube influencers and about how, you know, brands come to these people and these people have millions of, you know, followers, and they come and give them like 200 grand. I mean, that's obviously that's the high end, but it's changing. And you had mentioned earlier that your son doesn't watch regular TV. My daughter doesn't watch regular TV like that. Everything is on the phone and YouTube. And that's where it is. You know, subscription television has gone completely down over the years. Right? And everybody's YouTube, that's it. Your own TV.
So if you guys had to think of one special skill that you would say you need for social media, because I mean, everything is not for everyone. What would you say? I'll give you guys all 30 seconds to tell me what you think that special skill is. Ingredient, that key ingredient is needed to be successful in social media?
I would say being persistent, because that's really all it is. Like, if you see it enough times, people are going to be like, oh, they're the real deal. Okay.
I concur. You've got to be consistent as well. You've got to, you know, you've got to work on your confidence, because every day is not a good day. You know, being real, but you just got to stick with it. You have to.
Yeah, and I think that definitely I was going to say consistency, but I would want to follow that point up with organic, being organic, because because we live in this age where people are understanding that social media is a great tool to use for branding and marketing. I do believe that I never want to feel like I'm selling something to someone so like, over and over again in my videos. So being organic and remaining true to yourself is something that people can appreciate as well.
Wow, that's great. So basically what you heard here is consistency and honesty and openness is what you need to start. We need to be authentic when you're doing this stuff. So you've heard a lot of things today about how to start making money with your social media sites. So we're going to come back with how to get started. Matt, take us away.
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We have our guests here today to talk about monetizing the socializing. First question,
Is there a lot of overhead costs in starting a social media business? Susie?
No, actually. I feel like if you have a phone already and you have internet service, that's pretty much all you need if you want to become an influencer.
That's it?
That's it.
That makes it sound so easy.
Oh, wait. Okay. And no. And an editing software, which usually comes on whatever computer you have. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, with so many different types of content, you know, you see people doing travel, you see people doing cooking. I mean, I know you guys briefly touched on this, but how did you really narrow down that this is the thing that you were going to share?
How do I narrow down the types of stuff I'm going to shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it could have been anything, right? I mean, if you like traveling, it could have been you on vacation and you might have decided to go that route. If you like to cook, I mean, there's so many different avenues and you sound like you have tons of talent. So, you know, just for the listeners out there that might be into different things, how do you really decide that this is the one thing I'm going to focus on? Or was it, you know, did it just happen by happenstance?
Oh, okay. So for me, my original passion was hair. So I would just focus on hair videos. But even while I was making hair videos, I also liked talking about just life stuff because I was a college student. So I would talk about college. I would make college vlogs. I actually think not limiting yourself is fine because you also want to see what the general public kind of knacks towards. And then from there, whatever starts working more, then you focus and hone in on more. But I think it's important to try everything. I don't feel like you have to stick to one thing at first. But I do think eventually, like, you want to kind of hone in on something.
What about collaborating, David? Do you think collaborating with others is a good thing or not?
It can be. It can be. Sometimes in this game, especially as far as, like, comedy content, it could depend on if you have a lot of followers. Not a lot of followers. Sometimes I reach out to people and say, hey, I have an idea for whatever, whatever. And they're like, or you don't answer.
Yeah.
And some say, hey, you know, let's try it. You know, I have friends that, you know, I work with in this game. And, you know, you just got to keep at it. I started with a phone. And eventually it's like, you know what? The video's looking dark. So you buy a light. And then you buy a mic. Then you buy a camera. Then you buy a computer. That's how it was, you know, for me. But I get people saying, hey, I've seen the progress. I've seen, you know, how your videos look different. They sound different. The quality is, you know, improving. So,
and Susie, you look like watching your video content to me almost tires me out. Like, even your fast forwards doing the hair is like all in the mirror, your hand all in your hair, it's grading, doing all, like, you're a one person show.
Yeah.
And so you don't really collaborate at all.
I collaborate. Not a lot, but I collaborate. I'm at a point where it's like, I don't like doing productions on my own. If it's like, let's say, okay, so I collaborated with a salon the other day for my salon series.
I saw that, your head in the sink. Someone watched you here. I saw that. Did you cut it or keep it?
Yeah. And I had to hire a personal assistant and videographer so that they could, you know, capture everything. And then I was also working with a hairstylist. So as I've grown, I've kind of grown my team as well. But you can always just start it by yourself.
So all those videos, most of those videos, you're motivating yourself. You're smiling. Nobody else is in the room, just you?
Yeah. Yeah, most of them are in my room. Yeah.
Got to be a little bit. I always say, to be successful, there has to be a little bit of craziness in you.
Yeah.
Straight and narrow is like not going to get you anywhere. And
not
to me,
at all.
Like, you would, I remember when my cousin was a DJ and you hear people on the radio and you think there's a crowd of people in the room. And when I went to watch him play DJ, I was like, it's only him.
Yeah.
And you think it's a crowded space. So I guess the same thing works with social media. You have to really motivate yourself, hype yourself up, look in that mirror, smile, and know that people are watching.
And it's difficult sometimes that motivation.
Especially with videos. But at first, I was like, hold on. You got a video with the same person playing two parts or three parts, right? But then, you know, you get into it. And most of the stuff that I do, 99% of the stuff I do is off the top of my head. So you're playing two or three parts. Imagine having a character with a different accent and you're communicating as though you are. I mean, it takes work. And like you said, you got to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's where passion comes in. Love it. So it's like, it doesn't feel like work.
It does not.
Until it becomes a job.
Passion, 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 people. That is the key. And even like outside social media,
if you're not passionate about what you do, then you need to stop doing it. Because passion is what will make you successful. And passion is what separates the wants and the doers and the non-doers. Because in anything, any successful person will tell you, you need passion. And I can tell that everybody sitting at this table has that passion. So can you guys give me like a quick cheat sheet if I wanted to build up my followers? Is there a cheat sheet?
Starting off with one follower, like if you know, somebody had a, they picked up their phone, they're ready to say, you know what? I love doing this. I'm going to make a video of me making a ham and cheese sandwich, but they have one follower. How would they start to go down that road?
Depends on where are the followers? Are they on Facebook? Are they on?
Let's say they're
the questions. What platform are we talking about here?
Okay, let's start with Facebook with you, David.
Well, for me, I joined a lot of cultural groups, a lot of Caribbean groups, a lot of African groups, you know, and then to branch out, and then, you know, eventually you see more groups, and I just, you know, hey, become a member. Click. I'm probably a member of about 50 groups now.
So, and then what do you do in those communities?
I just share my videos. I share every time I make a video, I share it. So I share a bunch of, like sometimes I may see the same people like the same video 2-3 times because it's in all these different groups. And, you know, I had a friend that said, hey, that actually helps and get you some kind of notoriety by joining these groups. And I did that. And it has thus far.
And not only relying on your family and friends
you can't do that. You will not get anywhere.
Yeah, because they're not obligated to.
No, they're not.
I think for Instagram, okay, I'll talk about Instagram first and then maybe we can get us YouTube. But I think a cheat sheet for trying to grow your following, definitely hashtags. I don't think people realize how much hashtags actually work.
Do you search stuff on hashtags? Like, do you hashtag? Like, I always see, I mean, I understand it, but do you yourself, like?
I do. When I'm looking for certain things, I'll just look up the word and then tags, which is the hashtag. And I just scroll through whoever's a part of that hashtag. Really? If I'm looking for hotels in certain places, like a Dallas hotel, I'll look up the hashtag and then I'll see.
Oh, wow. So yeah. It does work.
What about times you post, like for Instagram?
I find there's no real time that works. I mean, Instagram does have like insights where it shows you when people are on social media the most. Yeah. So just post then.
I've heard that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also important to play with times. I find in the winter, earlier is a bit better. Yeah. In the summer, I post any time of day and it works.
Yeah. I mean, I've been posting anytime. Sometimes like I get through editing at midnight. That's when I post.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I posted my most viewed video on YouTube at like 12 a.m.
Wow.
And it has like, and it went crazy. But also, people from all over the world are watching. So they may be in a different time zone.
Especially when you have that.
Yeah.
That helps too.
That helps a lot. So you also have to know where your followers are. Yeah. If they're in New York, don't post at 12 a.m. Post like in between.
Sometimes as a creative, right? You just want to get it out.
Yeah.
I got a song, you know. But yeah. I have followers in the UK, and they're like 5-6 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So if I post at 10 o'clock at night.
They're not seeing it until next morning.
Yeah, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning for them.
So do you keep statistics of your followers, where they're from? Do you have any way in which you get any statistics of your,
well, I mean,
your demographics and so
social media platforms are great at figuring that out for you. So I can literally just look at my insights and it shows.
Do you wake up sometimes like where you see like, when you got like, okay, for myself, I'll see like 7 likes. Boom, 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 boom. You have like, you see like 5,000 and you have 5,000 different likes show up when you post something. Is that how it works when you get to those kind of numbers?
But I also turned off my Instagram notifications.
Oh, when you get that long, I get it.
No, actually, it caused a lot of anxiety. It's just like, you're just kind of always waiting for a notification, and I just found it was a bit unhealthy for me, so I just turned it off.
Funny to say that, because Canada just passed the law with Instagram in Canada. You can see how many people liked your stuff, but nobody else can see how many people liked your stuff.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
What? I mean,
because they're trying to say the anxiety, like you just said, was the issue. And then, and then now people are more going to focus on, you know, good content is the theory behind it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it for sure, because I do think like the numbers thing kind of really does weigh on like self-confidence, and there's a lot of young users that are just looking at this stuff and they think numbers equates popularity or spiritual health, you know, like a lot. So I think in that sense it's a great idea, And I'm happy that they're at least allowing the creatives to still see their numbers, though, because yeah. I was worried. I was like, so how are they going to see their insights? But if you can still see it, then hey.
Because I know adults that are so, they're not even social media people, that are just so over focused on likes. Like, they're so driven by how many people like their stuff versus and don't like their stuff.
And it's easily, very easy to get caught up in it. Yeah. I mean, like, the other day, I'll be honest, being vulnerable and out there, I posted a video where I played this an Irish priest for the school. And I thought it was creative because I put a lot of thought into it. And then it got maybe 100 views. And I was like, man, what am I doing wrong? Yeah. But I still have to remind myself that the quality of your content is not determined by likes and shares. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have to believe where you're at, that your stuff is great. It will be great. You're going to get it great. And you just got to keep pushing.
Yeah. Comes back to the passion again. Yeah, I think that's the operative word throughout this whole show.
And I think those are lessons, because then if you're going to only put a video up if it gets 100,000 likes or a million likes, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You're doing it for the wrong reason. So I think that, you know, it's part of it is being exposed, being vulnerable, putting yourself out there, but you're also building your own confidence and sharpening the hone of your craft.
Yep.
Yeah, did you guys have any mentors along the way with any of this? I mean, you guys sound really on top of your A game. Did anyone kind of help you along the way when you were getting started? Did you just figure everything out?
That is a lovely question.
It is.
I have a lot of mentors, a lot of women in my life. I guess some men too, but just a lot of people in my life that really sat me down and was like, Jizzy, listen. You have so much more potential. This is what you need to do. X, Y, Z. I have had those people in my life, and those are so important. I feel like I grew more, or just my perspective on just social media and using it as a business changed when I started just talking to more people that were doing the same things as me.
It's funny you say that, because I think I've known you. I don't even think I've known you for 2 years yet, Susie. And I have personally witnessed the growth in speaking with you and where your mind is and how business oriented you are with this and how you're starting to understand the business of social media and how you're living. Well, I mean, I met you. You weren't doing it full time, and now it's your full time gig, and it's supporting you and it's sending you all over the world. So I have seen the growth.
Awesome. For me, like I said, I had gotten hurt, and I had no idea how to do anything. I had friends that were saying, you should upload a video and do different accents and then review. And I was like, I don't think of that. And then it's like, just take your camera and start. I had no idea how weird.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've known you, David, for 15 years. Yeah. I didn't know you had it. until I woke up and on Facebook and I see, it's David. And I even know, and I saw the video. I was like, that's very funny. So it's true. I didn't, it's very true. And it comes back again. I'll stress it again. It's following your passion and believing in yourself.
We have a mutual friend.
Peter.
Yes, Peter.
Who's probably listening.
Yeah, that'll be good. And I'm probably going to age myself, but, back in the late 90s, we were friends with these guys that were performing at Showtime at the Apollo. And there was a comedian that came on. And he turned to me and he said, this is what you should be doing. He said, if I had that talent, I would do what you're doing. If you want to stay there at the bank and mess around all these years, that's on you. But if it were me, I'd do this. I never forgot that. Never forgot that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. Yeah.
So my question to you guys now, for those that are just wanting to jump on board social media, where do you think it's heading? Where do you think it's transitioning? Is Instagram going to be around for longer? Is Facebook going to be around? And what are the trends? What do you guys see happening? Because to me, to be successful in any business, you have to have foresight.
This is very true.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I definitely think just with the whole, brands have caught on. Yeah. Brands have truly caught on to the point where, and now a lot of influencers are making a lot of money with like product placement and whatnot. But I do find that the more product placements you do, the less authentic you come off as. Right. So I think authenticity is, and just organic content is going to always work for you. So if I were an influencer, it's not about the brands and the partnerships. Like, just focus on what actual content you're giving to people. Because mm-hmm. then you can, once you grow your following, you can always place products yourself. You can sell your own products.
I mean, I haven't gotten to that point yet. I will, but I think it's important to, you know, have the brand serve you as opposed to you serving the brand. Because if you end up serving your product placement only, then you're losing part of yourself. And you're doing what they want.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah. And that's been a struggle for me because it's great money.
so you refuse brands as well?
Oh, absolutely. I get way too many inquiries now. It's actually wild. Because at a point in my life, I was like, oh my God, I want brand partnerships. Like, I was like, no one's emailing me. And now it's like, I can't do this.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always learn a business. The more you say no, the more the doors you open.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. It's very important. Because it waters down your brand, no matter how you slice or dice it. It really does.
And the Shizzy Theory brand is A1 brand as we speak
today. It really is. It's real authentic. You guys should check it out. I don't know.
And as you see, my comedian friend David Beckles, the brand is authentic as well. And Financially Clean is authentic. Derek Powell is authentic. And Two Black Guys with Good Credit is authentic because we put everybody here in the building.
So I think I've heard a lot today, and I've definitely got more people to follow on social media. Sean?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think my followers should have gone up. I'm going to just piggyback off the people that are sitting here today. I mean, like I said, I can't stress it, but I think the learning that I got from, which is surprising me, it's really about, comes back to, you know, I thought following your passion and not being scared to put it out there and finding authenticity, being a niche out there in the marketplace. And I think, like they all said, the advertiser, brand manager will come to you, but you can still find a way to go out, to reach out to them as well. Once you feel that you're authentic and you're doing something that the marketplace needs. Social media is a great platform. We're all spending far too much time on it. So why not do what these young people have done and make some money on it? Because it's, we're talking about monetizing the socializing. I'm Sean, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And Matt, take us to commercial.
This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean.
Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Welcome back to Black Guys with Good Credit. We're talking about monetizing the socializing. We had three wonderful guests that I'm sure excited you about getting your social media hustle on. So before we leave the show, I wanted everybody to tell us where they can find you guys. And if they want to get in contact with you, and they want to start dripping, and they want to start beautifying themselves, or they want to get some good jokes, where could they go? So Chanel, I'll let you start.
Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning into this great episode. I hope that all of these tips were informative and can help you on your social media journey. But you can find me on Instagram, Coco Chanel. That's XXCOCOCHANEL. You can find me also on Facebook on my fitness page, Coco Fitness. And you can check out my website and make sure that you get dripped with me at www.chaneldelisser.com. That's DELISSER.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chanel. I'm going to get dripping. I'm going to get dripping. Me and Shizu in New York are to represent the drips out here. Miss Lovely Duro, how can they find you?
Okay, so you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, at Shizzy Duro.
Simple.
Simple.
You want to spell it just in case?
That's Chiziduru.
Well, you've been able to, like, consolidate everything, right, to make it simple.
It took some time. That wasn't my original name. So.
And Mr. Beckles Jr.?
Yes. Thank you guys for the opportunity to speak to your listeners and to the lovely guests as well. You guys inspired me, first of all. Thank you for that. Wish you nothing but success. You can find me, my name is David Beckles Jr., at DavidBeckelesJr. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Google me. All my videos should pop up.
Okay.
So like, subscribe, follow, tell a friend. I guess some good jokes. Yes.
Well, thank you, good people, for coming on the show, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It was a blast having you guys on, and I learned a hell of a lot. So hopefully I can get into, you know, the micro-influencer game and get there. But I'm a fan of all three of you guys, and I really appreciate you guys coming on and letting my audience know a little bit how to get this social media hustle on and how to monetize and socialize. Right, Derek?
Definitely. I think I need to stop letting my social media become so dry and start making some money off of it. So thank you for the knowledge. Appreciate it.
Well, Matt, take us away to commercial and we out. Two black guys with good credit.
KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm Sean, and we just had a wonderful show. Some great learning. Derek, what did you get out of this show?
I definitely got some food for thought. I didn't think too much into social media from the monetizing aspect of it. This is just going to change my whole outlook. So I guess I definitely learned something today. I'd like to thank David, Shizzy, and Chanel for coming out. Definitely learned a lot of insight from you guys, and I appreciate it. And remember, everybody, when opportunity knocks, make sure you're there to answer the door. I'm Derek Poe, the Credit King, a.k.a. the younger half of the Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Signing off.
I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I really learned a hell of a lot about social media and being authentic, and once again, following your dream, following your passion, and don't be scared to put it out there. And once you do, you know, the world, people will gravitate to it. And social media is just a way to expose what you can do and hopefully leverage and make some money out of it, and most of all, have a good time. I'm Sean from Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Follow us at twoblackguyswithgoodcredit.com. You can also follow me at Financially Clean Sean on Instagram. See you guys soon, and I'm out. Peace.
Register for our upcoming 8-week financial literacy workshop. This is going to be a special one. We have partnered with Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, and the workshop is going to take place every Tuesday commencing August 13th until October 1st from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Brooklyn Borough Hall, which is downtown Brooklyn, 209 Gerolamo Street. Every train goes there, so there's no excuse not to get there. And guess what? If you cannot make it to Borough Hall, then you're welcome to join our live stream and view it from your comforts of your own home. Just simply register at livefinanciallycleansplashthat.com. Once again, register for the in-classes or for the web classes at livefinanciallycleansplashthat.com. See you guys there.
Dear listeners, if you like our podcast, please consider supporting our parent organization, Financially Clean. Clean works to provide financial literacy classes to underserved youth free of charge. In order for us to offset the cost of providing these programs, we need generous contributions from people like you. To make things easy, we've partnered up with CoinUp. It's a platform that allows you to donate your spare change from your purchases, of course up to a limit. Simply visit www.coinupapp.com or download the CoinUp app in the App Store or the Google Play Store. To get started, simply open up the app, choose Clean as your charity, link your credit or debit card, and set a monthly limit. Help us make a big change for financial literacy.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.